Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Send us an email. Send us some comments. It's capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. So it's finally Christmas this weekend, and while there's a lot of festivities ahead, there is also a lot of stress, especially for hosts that try to manage all the details of the upcoming gatherings. To talk about how moms can avoid getting too wound up while trying to navigate these sometimes hectic holiday experiences, I'm joined by Dorothy Atala. She is the author of the new book, Conversations with the Goddess, Encounter at Petra, Place of Power. Dorothy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Now, your book talks about your trip to Petra in Jordan in the 70s.
Yes.
That was a life-changing experience. What exactly happened when you were there, and what insight did you leave with?
Well, the first thing is that Petra has huge impact on almost everyone who goes there. It's just an amazing place. It's the ruins of a city that was capital of a people called the Nabataeans. It was a trading city that became part of the Roman Empire. And there are actually, some of the homes were actually carved right into the cliffs. And then there is a high place altar. You have to, if you go to my site, which is conversationswiththegoddess.net, there are photos there that will give you some feeling for what parts of the place look like.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the conversations that you had with the goddess, can you tell me about that?
What happened was that 7 years after that visit, I had a vision of a beneficent and beautiful woman with rays of light radiating all around her. And it took me a while to realize that this was actually connected with my visit to Petra, because I then started doing something that had never happened in my whole life, which was I started getting information about Petra, that it was the place of the goddess, that the divine feminine, the goddess, was going to be returning, re-emerging, and that Petra was a cosmic power point that was initiating this new planetary cycle.
I see. Well, you know, the role of a mother, wife, holiday organizer nowadays is so complex. What kind of insight and advice do you feel you can give to women in these situations?
I can give good advice because I've been through it all for quite some time. I think that we women, we feel expected to play the role of stage managers and set designers for the whole holiday scene. And there is a lot to do when you undertake that. Decorations, every present purchased is just the right present for people. We prepare all the food, often from scratch, and then we have Christmas cards to tend to. And so we make things, everything is supposed to be seamless and smooth. And then we're also supposed to give a dash of the holy to boot.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage everyone to feel the holiday spirit and the special spiritual connection with the season.
Is that too much for anyone to take on?
If you have young children, it becomes, and you have lots of relatives and friends that you think need to be part of this, yes, because you have to work hard to keep things organized and enjoyable.
So what kind of perspective should a woman take during the holiday seasons to reduce her stress and enjoy herself a little more?
I think I have 7 tips that I learned from experience for working on my own spiritual connection and making sure that people still enjoy themselves. First, turn off the phones, have a cup of tea and contemplation that you've been longing for. Then make your holiday to-do list, and then after you've made the list, cross off all the non-essential to-dos, the ones that you think are expected of you, but they're not really essential. And the second thing I learned to do was challenge myself by saying, do I really have to make a holiday dinner from scratch all by myself to show everyone how I love them?
Right.
I decided, it took me years to say, not really. I can improvise. And now I've improvised to the point where I buy a complete dinner.
Oh, that's now that's a perfect idea, although I think I'd be tempted to go to Boston Market myself. Now,
yes.
Tell me, what's the best way for a family to show their mom or wife how much they really appreciate all the efforts that she puts into the Christmas holiday season?
I think if everyone, it's usually up to the mom to say, please be an actor instead of just an extra on the holiday stage. And encourage everyone to work together to create that feast for the senses and the heart. And then I could give examples. For example, ask the children to create pledge cards with a creative activity that will unite the family in love and fun, not just for Christmas, but throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Usually children enjoy being the center of attention, and you could have them... the next time they come for family dinner, ask them to prepare a little skit. They could do a little Christmas skit and lighten everyone up.
That sounds like a good idea. In fact, getting kids out of their iPads and iPhones is always a good measure. In terms of the fact that you're talking about a goddess figure, it's certainly not something that's part of, let's say, American traditional thoughts. What is it that you'd like to say in terms of the feelings you have that women should have for themselves based on your conversations with the goddess?
I think the important thing about the idea of being a holiday goddess is look at yourself and value your time and your need to reflect on the spiritual connection that you have to the season. Because taking time for yourself isn't selfishness, it's just good self-care. If you want to give joy to others, well, we need to have something to give. And when we feel anxious and tired, it really makes the holiday spirit rather absent, I think. So take time for yourself. That's what I would say. And because you could hire a babysitter, for example, to come help you out, because the same amount of money that you might think is an extravagance for a babysitter, you'll end up spending on doctor bills when you get cold and flu afterwards, which sometimes happened to me.
I see. Well, it's taking care of yourself, certainly a good idea, and I think everyone likes it when mom is in a good mood and feels good. And that's Dorothy Atala, the author of the new book, Conversations with the Goddess, Encounter at Petra, Place of Power. Dorothy, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Michael.
And we will be right back to talk a little more. Couple minutes left. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.